Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are back taking your calls on the American Journal, but I wanted to clue you in kind of on my pinky in the brain master plan here. So our last show on the network, the last American Journal episode ever, is going to be this Friday. Now, what am I going to do about that, having come to become accustomed to and now loving the morning time slot instead of doing the evening where I'm all tired? I get to have all this energy and come to y'all as things are breaking immediately. What I'm going to do, and I'm going to figure out exactly how to make this work, how to promote it and everything. But if you've been enjoying me and Tim as well, but it'll just be me in the mornings from now on, it'll be my time slot. If you've been enjoying me on these morning shows, you want to see me and we want to do the news roundup every day. You want me to be your chronicler, which I'd be honored to do. I'm going to be live. I'm going to be doing a 3-hour show, same exact time slot, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And doing stuff on the new network, doing a 90-minute roundup at night as well, combined with already doing the gray area shows. My goal is literally to be live over a quarter of the day, I think, coming up pretty soon. Because here's the thing, I got this bad habit of playing video games. I'm just going to stream that too. Why not? So if you want to come hang out with me, you want to check in with me, you can always ask me a political question. I'm literally always thinking about this stuff. I mean, I grew up here. I grew up in a newsroom. It's my entire life. So if you want to check in with me and you want to chronicle this in real time and hang out, I'm always going to be there for you. But I'm thinking I'm going to call it My American Journal. So just a little thought there. We're going to go back to your calls. Ooh, who do we take? Who do we take? Who do we take? Let's take Sean in Indiana. We got a ton of Seans today.
Morning, Rex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. Morning. I'm in a bad spot. Good morning. I'm in a bad spot. I'll try to make it quick. This has been playing on my mind for a couple of days. I realize a lot of people are upset with Trump and things that are going on and would like more disclosure on certain things and less cooperation on others. And I can't help but think that Trump is getting ready to pull a Reagan on us as soon as we're able to take care of the things that are the biggest threats to peace on earth, so to speak, and he's going to pull the UFO card and ask for forgiveness on all of these things.
Yeah, Project Bluebeam and stuff like that. Yeah, man. I mean, we saw that. I mean, they don't just do things like that drone situation that popped up a year or two ago. That's not just a random event. I mean, you look at the War of the Worlds situation where you have the radio broadcast and people think the aliens are attacking. I mean, if you look at AI now, look at all the things they're going to be able to do combined with the real world technology they actually have. It is truly scary, because what other cards does he have to play? He can go nuclear, he can go boots on the ground, or he could go for another massive distraction. Massive distraction is probably better. Your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. Mass distraction is great, but if he wants to be forgiven about the lack of the Epstein transparency,
yes,
the lack of taking bad intelligence, taking out the enemies that might dissuade or delay the golden age as he perceives it.
Right.
So he's good. I think he's going to play the UFO card. He's going to talk about what he's doing in our golden dome and those things, and his way of ushering it in. And I think he's taking Reagan's word for real. Like, it'll pull all humanity together if we all found out. And I think that's why he's doing the bad things now, so he can try and tie it all up with a little bow, thinking his transgressions are going to be forgiven once he plays that card.
Wow, interesting take. Thank you so much, Sean in Indiana. You actually had good cell service for that. We heard you loud and clear. Thank you, Sean in Indiana. Let's continue on the theme of space and aliens and all of it. Let's talk to Matthew in New York. Caller number 3, you're on the air.
Hey, back, Cocktail Ruskies. How are you? Yeah, I'm just like, I'm in awe, man. The fart and piss project is like, it's unbelievable. So somehow they can get through an impenetrable force field. Amazing. Somehow they can traverse through a 16,000 mile per hour gravitational pull that hurls planets through space, right? Amazing. But the real thing is the light switch that turns off the stars is like, I mean, Elon Musk deserves all the money, bro. Who cares how much we got to pay for our groceries? This guy made a light. They have a light switch that turns the stars off in the sun, bro. Is that amazing or what?
It is pretty cool. You know, we need to give the billionaires more money so they can do their little enterprises. What do you think about what is the planet? What is the firmament? What are all these things in your view?
I believe the Bible. I believe the people that rule the world and study the and bang their heads on the Old Testament. I believe they laugh at us because we believe this stuff, and they go, "Look, God, they are cattle, and we should kill them." Look what they believe. You know what I mean? That's what I believe happens. I believe they taught. That's why they hate us so much, because we do not believe. You know what I mean? That's what I believe.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that, Matthew in New York. Now let's go to Ian in Houston. The highest office has lost our trust. Totally agree with your point. Really quick, before you start talking, Ethan, I want to go ahead and read out the number again. Let's get more callers on the board. I want to hear from you what you've thought of Trump's latest speech and just the developments breaking right now. Current events, topics only. No grand theorems here. Call in 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Houston.
Yes, good morning, Rex.
Morning.
I just wanted to make the point that, you know, trust is one of the core values of our country. And if we have a politician in office that says one thing and does something else, and, you know, we can't trust them, I mean, it's a dire situation. I mean, you know, one of my hardest things in life is knowing when somebody is speaking, whether or not they're telling the truth. It's very difficult for me, unfortunately. I've had situations arise for
right.
People that say one thing, right? And so if a politician says something, it has to be honest. It has to be truthful. And, you know, Trump ran on no new wars,
yes.
Fixing inflation, right, and all this stuff. And now he's completely turned basically 180 or 360, however you want to look at it. But he's the direct opposite of what he ran on. And that can't it's hard to really say, but that can't be allowed in our country. You know, America, the politicians that represent our country have to be able to go abroad and be trusted when they go to foreign countries that what they're saying is being said with integrity. We can't have politicians that go somewhere and negotiate in bad faith and then blow the building up.
Well,
it's
yeah, you think about this. You think about the concept of our political officials going over to another country, receiving massive donations from people that are dual citizens of that country, and then they come out and say that you're racist if you criticize their obvious corrupt connections. And the thing is, we don't care who's doing it. I don't care who's doing it. We want it to stop, period. You're not special. You don't get indemnified from criticism. And you look at President Trump. I mean, Trump literally thinks that he's God. Like, he doesn't care. And that's the thing about Trump. And like my dad's attitude towards it is he's like, oh, like when's Trump going to figure this out? When's he going to wake up? He's gone crazy. He's gone insane. I just don't think he cares. I think they like shot at him. They're like, you're going to obey or it's going to be for real next time. And he's like, I get to be president. And they're like, sure. And he's like, hell yeah. Like, I think that's the calculation, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that he's on the level of like ego maniac, narcissist. I thought that his ego kind of calmed down a little bit after the Butler situation.
Right.
But it seems that it's kind of not fully relaxed. So, yeah, when the ego and narcissism controls people, we have these problems that are kind of uncontrollable. And,
right.
You know, we have this other thing thrown into the mix, which is greed and money and
yes.
All the insider trading that's going on in
we can talk for a little bit. We got plenty of time. We're going to take calls well into the next hour waiting for Joe Biggs. You're totally good. I mean, the prediction market should be illegal. Flat out.
Yeah, no, it definitely should be.
I mean, they literally – they can make giant parlay bets, stacking, multiplying the amount of money they're going to make off of events that they control in the situation room. You see like just line after line after line of like someone will win like 90 grand making 10 correct predictions. You know, how do you know that? You're an insider.
Yeah, and I mean, 90 grand, I think, small peanuts.
Oh,
I mean,
sure,
I think
sure,
people
sure.
People have been profiting millions of dollars over this Iran
Billions.
Situation.
And, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, the rest of Americans are struggling pretty hard right now. I mean, I just went to go get breakfast here in Houston, and I was at the breakfast place opens at 7. I was there at 8 a.m. sharp, and I was literally the only person in there. And
yep.
I used to go there 6 years ago, I couldn't even find a parking spot.
Well, for eating out is an insane luxury now. Like, that might as well be eating, like, food with a gold foil on it. They want you to pay, like, $15, $20 a meal now, okay? We used to live in a society where it was about $5, okay? But we've graduated far past that point, and it's just a thing as to, like, how much will people put up with, in your view?
That's a good question, you know? And I, over Easter, I asked my family kind of what happened in the 70s with the gas shortages, if people were rioting, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I also asked them about Kent State. I said, you know, essentially, right, why didn't the entire situation get fixed after Kent State? You know, right, we had the government that basically sent National Guard to university. They assassinated college students. And for some reason, the hippies still weren't able to completely turn this thing around. I mean, at this point, I mean, I want to be as polite as possible about it, but we kind of need to reconvene and fix the situation. I mean, and that's kind of what the founding fathers realized,
yes,
you know, 200 years ago.
No, we don't have a representative government. The government does not represent you, the American citizens, the American people. It represents big capital interests and foreign and special powers around the world. It doesn't represent you. We are literally in that revolutionary 1776 spirit moment right now. And that's just the reality of the world we live in now. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate that. Ian in Houston, let's go to Ben in Indiana. How far Trump has fallen from where he was? Ben, you're on the air.
Good morning, Rex. Hope you're having a good resurrection week.
Yes.
Just want to thank you guys for all that you do. And I am a quick plug. You know, I've been taking the product since 21. You know, I'm the methylene blue capsules.
Love
and
it.
Iodine, methylene red, I take it all. So thank you so much for what you guys do. And I really don't want to see you guys, you know, I know you're going over to the Big Lee and everything, and I'm still going to pay attention, and I'm just thankful for you. But yeah, it's just, it's so sad, you know, to see how far he's fallen, you know, all these promises made, but none of them kept, you know, with the fluoride and then Monsanto getting immunity and then constantly pushing for, you know, to be Israel's little cuck, you know, it's so sad, you know, and
right.
I got these, my coworkers that are, you know, calling me a Democrat and liberal, and I'm anti-government now, you know,
right,
because of this, if this is what it is, if we exchange Biden for a warmongering Trump, then what are we doing here? You know, I don't regret voting for him. I didn't want Kamala, you know, to sit there and promote this even more of this Moloch agenda. Now we got the Luciferians in
what you're boiling down to here is that we weren't given a choice, and we thought we were given a choice because
exactly,
we were just outright and total lied to. Everything he said he wouldn't do is exactly, like, he just does the opposite of whatever he promised. Like that's the Trump platform.
And then, really quick,
I'll let you continue. So you're in your office, you're trying to wake people up about this, you're trying to share information, and it's literally the same attitude as like, oh, like I know the names of the My Little Ponies and you don't. Like the people you talk to, like, oh, you're a libtard. Well, that's like a third grader's mind, you know? See
right,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then, you know, oh, well, those who bless Israel, like, will be blessed. Israel is the people who follow Jesus, not this man-made state.
I totally agree. Israel is Abraham's seed, which is the fulfillment of the Old Covenant, which is Jesus Christ. We all know and believe this. You're having people talk to you about bless Israel?
Yes. I got these Gen
wow,
Xers and these, you know, and then I got a kid, one of my, he's more like my boss. He's 27 and he's sitting here, you know, we should bomb Iran off the face of the
earth. No.
You don't sound like a Christian. You sound like a Christian Zionist. Like you to wish death upon another
wow,
person is ridiculous, you know, and I'm getting, you know, treated differently because, oh, I'm not just going along with what Trump
wow,
says. I wanted RFK, you know, I want a healthy America. You know, I don't want all this crap in my food. You know,
wow,
I'm the head of nutrition at my church for my Sunday school because I'm sitting there seeing them feeding them goldfish and Oreos.
Right.
We have fallen so far from what, you know, we were meant to be, you know, and yeah,
take a look, because oftentimes they talk about the base, like the base still supports President Trump, 100% of the MAGA, what it means to be MAGA support President Trump. You're someone that was part of the MAHA coalition. that opted in, at least I believe from what I'm picking up from what you're putting down, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You were somebody that joined up like many independents, like many young people, like many Republicans that maybe, you know, lean more towards the libertarian vibe or whatever, because Trump said, hey, I'm going to make this part of my platform. And then boom, oh, we got to have glyphosate as a matter of national security. And then he makes Kennedy go through the humiliation ritual of going out there and it's necessary for national security. Like it's humiliating.
It is, and you know, I'm not just a part of the MAHA. Like I believed in Trump, I believed in the Republican, you know, conservatism, you know, gun rights, you know, yes. You know, flags, rock and eagle, you know, like Charlie Day says. You know, it's just,
yes.
It's sad to see that now. I'm completely against MIGA, whether it be Iran or Israel. MIGA, please, right?
Yes.
So I'm so thankful for you, Rex, and Harrison. I'm a big a fan of Rob Dew. I think he deserves his
he's
own
amazing.
Show as well.
We all love him. Okay, he's like the dude. Okay, he's amazing.
Yes, he is. He is the big Lebowski, but yes. Not so hippie like.
Yeah, he's awesome. Oh, we love him. We love Rob Dew.
Thank you guys, and God bless you. And you know, Rex, I'll continue to watch you, and I will continue to support your father. God bless all of you guys. May you have it's in Greek, it's Kali Anastasi. Happy Resurrection Week. You know?
Thank you.
Thank you again, and you have a great day.
He has risen. Thank you so much. Been in Indiana. Indeed. Now, I just want to remind everybody, this show, our last show, The American Journal, it's going to be on Friday. I'm keeping this time slot. I'll be live for you guys 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single morning from now on my home studio on X, Rex Jones News on Twitter. If you enjoy this, you're having fun, we're going to continue the call-in shows and more every morning on my new show, My American Journal. Going to go to the next call. Let's go to Jordan in Florida. Jordan, you are on the air.
Hello?
Howdy.
Hey, good morning, Rex. How are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Chill AM here.
So I wanted to kind of talk about the tweet this morning, man. I mean, it's very troubling.
Yes.
But, I mean, I think Trump has been painted into a corner, man. And I think he's being exposed on the world stage. And we know how pig-headed he is. And I feel like now they say I've seen the White House tweeted 8 p.m. Eastern time. That was last night.
Right.
Talking about today. So, I mean, I don't know what his move is, man, but, you know, I don't really like Iran. I think Iran, this was a necessary strike in a way. We can't let Iran have a nuclear weapon, obviously.
Yeah, but the thing is they lied. I totally hear that you're a truth seeker. You're looking for the truth. You're looking for, like, a reason as to why we did all this. There is no reason to do it. They've been talking about this for 35 years. So, like, when is it true? When is it true? When is it true? Oh, they have the enriched uranium. Oh, they have the enriched uranium. Well, what's pushed them to that point? It's us allowing Israel to basically try to wage a genocidal war on them. They knew it was going to happen. That we killed the guy that banned the nuclear weapons in the country. We killed him in the initial strikes. It's almost like we want them to have a nuke so we have an excuse to nuke them. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't think we want them to have a nuclear weapon. I think Israel and you know, Israel is not innocent in any way, but I think they almost take more losses than us when we cause things like this in the Middle East. You know what I mean? They
I don't know.
They get struck on their people. Their people get struck. And I mean, you can blame Netanyahu for that. But basically what I'm trying to say is I just think Iran needed to be dealt with. I just don't know if it's going to come down to nuclear war and if that's the right course of action.
Well, here's the issue with all of it, and this is why being anti-war just in general is the correct position, in my opinion. I also just think it's a fact. I can sit here and say my position is 100% correct because my position isn't going to result in any more further death, pain, misery, or suffering. I can say that knowing that it's true. However, people that want to get us involved in these conflicts that say that they're limited, they always escalate. And no one has the magic remote, the magic wand, not President Trump, not Lindsey Graham, not Netanyahu, not anybody except God himself. And even the devil who thinks he has the magic wand, he doesn't have the magic wand. Nobody controls these situations. So when someone advocates for a limited strike or whatever, you can't say it's a limited strike. Because what happens if they shut down the Strait of Hormuz? Okay, well, now we got to escalate. What happens if they hit the power grid? Now we got to escalate. And it just goes on and on and on from there. Thank you for your call. Mean, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yes,
go ahead. No, you can close out. You're good.
I just wanted to ask you, you know, on my closing, just what do you think would have been the correct course of action to deal with Iran, to deal with Khomeini? I mean, you know, 39 years, this guy has been ruling with an iron fist. That's my closing question.
Sure. Well, I think the proper move would have been to negotiate. You know, we've attacked Israel Tech the first time during the 12-day war. We joined them in the second time. Twice during negotiations, we have attacked them. You've had French defense ministers and English defense ministers come out and say, like, they were party to the negotiations. The terms the Iranians put forward were very generous, and the U.S. just outright refused them all. What I would have done about Khomeini, what I would have done about all of them is really absolutely nothing. I don't think they want to hurt us over here. And you can say, well, he's an evil dictator. He rules over his people with the iron fist. He bonks the women on the head if they don't wear the hijab. Bibi Netanyahu has killed thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza. And they've displaced a million plus people in Lebanon. They're seizing the West Bank. They're pushing people off land they've had for hundreds, if not thousands of years with guns. We play the whole theocratic dictator game. We're like, okay, we got to go liberate these people. I view the Palestinian people as people that have been genocided, that have literally been raped in prisons. And that's government sanctioned. You can look that up. I don't see how we're going to go over there and intervene in one theocracy when there's this other theocracy in the region that's literally doing genocide. And then on top of that, our own religious base in the U.S., the Christian evangelicals, they're a part of that theocracy. And they point at Iran and say, oh, it's bad. They have a religious government. Do you see my point?
Rex, we got a madman with a red button in the White House, man. Let's just pray and...
All right. Yeah. Totally agree. And I you're genuinely a truth seeker. I can tell. And even though we may disagree on some points, I know you're going to continue to follow the situation and opinions evolve. All our opinions evolve. Thank you for the call, Jordan in Florida. Okay. Let's go to, all right, who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to Anthony in Pennsylvania, the USA and the missing terabyte of Epstein data. You're on the show.
Good morning.
Morning. And here's the thing. Stay on the line with me. If this rolls over into the next break, I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Gotcha. So about the missing terabyte, did anybody ever figure out who did that or what was in it?
Right. Nobody.
My theory, I have a couple theories on that. Maybe during the Biden administration, President Trump went in there and had a hacker look around and see if there was any damning evidence. Not saying he's in there. I'm not one of them. What if he found there was something on Bibi Netanyahu in there and he had it scrubbed and kept a copy of it? And after all of this goes down, he's like, hey, here's a war crime. Here's a bunch of other charges for you. We're right. Going to go ahead and get out of the teeth of this terroristical place that they call themselves Jews. Because those aren't Jews. Those are Jewish people. They put ISH at the end of it for a reason. Right. And I'm thinking that missing terabyte has something to do with all of that. And this whole moon stuff is just, it blows my mind as a Christian because the Bible clearly doesn't state that the moon's in outer space. And yes, I heard your father, Alex, he talked about, I've seen it all through the telescopes and all this stuff. And anytime you look at a star through the telescope, you can see the water on the front of it, like, rippling. I'm not going to get deep into that because I'll just sound more crazier than usual.
Okay. You got a conclusion to this really quick? We've got a minute left.
Yes, I have a conclusion. I believe that after all of this is concluded, we can point it all at Israel, point out all the myths. The bad deeds are doing up there, and we'll get separated from this all, hopefully. Or he's just a tyrannical maniac, this president of ours that we all voted for.
Wow.
One of those two things.
Wow. Well, thank you, Anthony. Really appreciate you calling in. Here's the thing. You're going to want to stay with us. We got more after the break. I got all your calls coming up and more. I'm going to take more calls. I'm going to intro the next segment with two clips. All right, so we're going to play those, and it's just going to give us more context. I'll do a little 5-minute on that, and then I'll be back straight to your calls. You're going to want to stay with us. I'm Rex Jones, the last host of The American Journal. But we'll be going to My American Journal here next week. I'm going to be streaming same exact time for you guys, 3 hours in the morning, 5 days a week. Thank you so much. Go to thealexjonesstore.com for all your favorite vitamins, minerals, supplement needs, anything you want. It's on there. I love you. We love you. See you soon.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.